The Oakland police chief said he believes the shooting at Rudsdale High School was gang-related. Chief LaRon Armstrong said six people sustained gunshot wounds. Three remain hospitalized, two of them in serious condition, all over the age of 18.
Two of the victims are students. One is a counselor. One is a security guard. And two others work at the school. We know that there were at least two shooters and another accomplice related to this case, but they may have been more. We also know that there were over 30 rounds fired on this campus. That is wholly unacceptable.
Armstrong added that the shooters have not been identified. No arrests have been made.
From the evidence that we've reviewed so far, it appears that the shooters came into the front entry of the school. They identified an individual or individuals that they were looking to target, and they begin to fire.
The King Estate campus where the shootings took place houses four schools, including Rudsdale Continuation High School and a Rudsdale School for Newcomer Immigrants. Chief Armstrong said there had previously been a stabbing incident and a gun confiscated at the site. Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf said the shooting, quote, rocks us to our core.
And so once again, like so many other mayors in America, I call on the obstructionists in Congress to take real action against this unbridled psychosis of violence in our country and the unacceptable and unbridled access to assault weapons in our cities.
Armstrong said the shooters apparently used handguns that were modified illegally with extended magazines. The day before the shooting, the Oakland Police Department said it had investigated 360 assaults with a firearm this year in the city. That's down from this time last year when there were 465 such incidents. There have been 96 homicides in Oakland so far this year, according to OPD. The chief of the Oakland Department of Violence Prevention, Guillermo Cespedes, said he and a team went to the campus in the immediate aftermath of the shooting to intervene to try to break a potential cycle of violence.
And the first goal is to assess any potential retaliation. We don't stop retaliation. We stop retaliation through relationship building. So that's one of the goals in responding to the scene. The second one is to reduce the trauma to families and communities. We know that when people are traumatized, violence reproduces itself. And as the mayor says, this is a multi-generational problem that we're trying to interrupt.
At the press briefing, both the spokesman for the Oakland School District and the Oakland Police Chief declined to speculate on whether it would have made a difference had there been police officers at the school. The Oakland School Board disbanded the district's police department in the wake of police brutality protests following George Floyd's murder by a Minneapolis police officer in 2020. But Jose Garcia, who's a safety specialist working with students at Rudsdale, says more policing is not the answer. He appeared on KPFA's Law and Disorder morning program.
You know, we always hear that saying that, you know, it takes a village to solve a lot of the problems, but also takes a village to hold our young people accountable and make sure that they have the care, the empathy, the, you know, all these tools that they need to not just cope with everything that they go through every day, but also to make healthy choices. You know, a lot of times a lot of young people are not equipped with like healthy coping mechanisms. They come from trauma. Right. I believe that policing is just a stop measure where you're only treating the symptom and you're always going to be playing catch up.
I'm Eileen Alfandari, KPFA Pacifica Radio.